It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich.
Hey.
Sonia is digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk about business stories on Fridays. Concert attendance is booming in Sacramento, which could affect the future of some downtown venues.
Officials say that music festivals, concerts, and clubs have been selling out in the area, and this, of course, includes shows at Golden One Center, where most of the concerts so far have done very well or even sold out. As a result, the music industry is taking notice. That is significant because just this week, the city posted a request for potential operators of city-owned downtown venues.
Which venues are we talking about?
Well, the city is considering private operators for the Sacramento Convention Center complex, and that includes the Convention Center, Memorial Auditorium, and the Community Center Theater. Right now, those venues are operated by city staff. And the concert venues, Memorial Auditorium and Community Center Theater, are expected to be remodeled in the next few years.
Any idea which operators could be interested in those venues?
Well, it's still early in the process, but it's worth noting that Live Nation, the largest music promoter in the world, is apparently pretty confident in Sacramento's future. Local music club Ace of Spades was sold last year to House of Blues Entertainment, which is a division of Live Nation. And Live Nation also owns and operates Toyota Amphitheater in the Wheatland area and books shows in Golden One Center and other venues. Now, another major name is Los Angeles-based AEG, which puts shows into the Crest locally and runs convention centers across the country.
What does this all mean for concert goers? Are we looking at higher ticket prices?
We can't speak to prices yet specifically, but we do know that significant interest means it might be harder to get a ticket to your favorite show, so you better hop online early.
In retail news, a popular hairstyling chain from Irvine announced plans this week to open its first local site. But people shouldn't expect to get their hair cut or colored at this business.
This business is called Dry Bar. It's expected to open in University Village at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard late this summer. Women can get their hair washed, blow-dried, and styled at Dry Bar, as you mentioned, no cut or color services. And the styles there have cool names like Dirty Martini. An online price menu says all blowouts cost $45. Now, this is a good option before a night out on the town or even a company headshot. You might roll your eyes, but blow-dry chains are serious business. Dry Bar is on track to have more than 85 locations by the end of the year, and the company apparently had revenues of $70 million in 2015.
And this is part of a major remodel at University Village, right?
Yes, a major upgrade is underway at the center. This includes a new fitness studio as well as several new restaurants such as Zocalo, Pyology, Buckhorn Grill, and Jimmy John's Sandwiches. Diners will get to try one of the center's newest locally owned offerings, which is Poke Noke, when it opens by the end of May.
The Calling All Dreamers Business Plan Competition announced its semifinalists this week.
Yes, this contest helps its winner open a business in downtown Sacramento, and it is now down to its 10 semifinalists. There's a variety of businesses, including a churro dessert shop, an artisan tea shop, and even a milkshake business with a presidential theme, surprisingly.
So a variety of businesses, but is there anything that kind of ties them together?
All of these businesses emphasize products and services that you can't find online. Even the fashion-oriented entry in the contest emphasizes local designers. And there's another skincare offering that focuses on personalized skincare products. So this is reflective of a national trend that's extended to the Sacramento region, shown far beyond downtown, including the bread and donuts business I wrote about recently in Roseville, and Escape Out that just opened in Folsom.
Escape Out, what's that?
We've talked in the past about these escape room concepts that basically are designed as a team building activity. They put participants in a room for 60 minutes and they have to solve puzzles in order to escape. There's nothing scary about this. It's strictly designed as a team building fun activity. You're not locked in and confined in a room, but it's a cool new idea. And again, this is a brand new location, locally owned Escape Out in Folsom.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.